naz bonito.
Poetry on the Radio. Today, Theodore L.
Overhang. Wisteria flowers are all the tender words, gazetted. It is not our turn to write them down. The scented lanterns string along the veranda, as high above us the bright claims and rejoinders braid. This grasping owner with its loose signature. It has the dearest gems sewn up in colonies, pavilions in leaflets, falling coinage patterning the boards in soft chess. You watch it pocket the afternoon. From budburst, these flowers had a single cipher, a choral dialect to drown out a dwelling pen. The pleasures of this old house, they're only rented. Overhang, I wrote many years ago now, when I was preoccupied with the sense that though we're surrounded by beauty in Australia, in our communities, in our suburbs, in our cities, we very often find ourselves totally powerless in the most basic of human needs, which is putting a roof over our own heads and feeling secure and steady in our own lives. I, at that time, certainly wasn't. So this poem is, on the surface, a depiction of the beautiful wisteria that garlands so many of our verandas and bowers and archways, and the sense of impermanence and precariousness that it can still inspire in me. Overhang. Wisteria flowers are all the tender words gazetted. It is not our turn to write them down. The scented lanterns string along the veranda, as high above us the bright claims and rejoinders braid. This grasping owner with its loose signature. It has the dearest gems sewn up in colonies, pavilions in leaflets, falling coinage patterning the boards in soft chess. You watch it pocket the afternoon. From budburst these flowers had a single cipher, a choral dialect to drown out a dwelling pen. The pleasures of this old house, they're only rented.
Today we heard Theodore L. on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.